Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, why are you covering? Who came in? What's going on?
just so we could compare, Mike.
You have your snacks. Oh my God! That's mine!
Look at yours.
It's portion control for you.
I guess that's what it is.
When I went to American University, and we had the first snowstorm when I had arrived at our nation's capital, and I looked up Massachusetts Avenue, and I saw 2 inches of snow, and I saw what looked like, to me, a car junkyard.
If they wanted it to be a PR campaign, this would be crystal clear.
This is like when they make a movie look old to look old in a movie. They've distressed the tape to make it seem
now
like
you're
it's...
Making, no, now no, you're no, really no. contrary.
What this is probably because you just watched that movie, Mike.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, we've got an old-fashioned celebrity rant. We don't get these very often. The one that jumps off the page is, I think, Christian Bale.
I think that might
back.
Be the last really great one, huh?
Was that really the last? Because that was a long time ago.
But it was a good one.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson was maybe right around the same time.
Oh,
I'm
remember?
Not sure exactly.
Hooray.
But the Christian Bale was like, you're amateurs.
That's right.
Amateurs with his weird, like, I've been a child star since I was three.
The light guy was in the way, right? He was
setting up light.
Yeah. Look, I get it. I understand that these people are in the spotlight all the time, that there's tremendous pressure on them. And let me go grab the setup for this, because this is truly something that I think... we can all enjoy, and we can certainly discuss. Tom Cruise, I think, has always been a bit of a controversial figure. There are people that like him, and there are people that hate him.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting story here. There's
Mel
C.
Some people like him. Some people like Mel. Some people like Tom Cruise.
The thing that was so great was about him. I'm sorry. How long was he married to Nicole Kidman? I always forget that he was married to her before Katie Holmes.
During the what was the racing movie?
Eyes Wide
Thunder.
Shut.
No.
Days of Thunder.
No.
Yeah.
Days of Thunder
was the racing
and then they
movie.
Made Eyes Wide Shut, I think, after that. So Tom Cruise flips out on Mission Impossible's crew members who violated COVID protocols.
Mm.
He's currently filming Mission Impossible 7 in London.
Seven.
And I guess they've got a tremendous amount of COVID protocols for this movie, because there are not a lot of movies that are shooting right now.
Remember, it was maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago when they did a purposely viral video of him and the crew going into the theater for a screening, and they were all masked up, and it was a publicity stunt to show that they were doing things right on set.
And I guess that they are, well, according to Tom, as you will hear, they're setting the bar for the rest of the industry. At least that's what he says. I don't know how true that is.
Well, I don't know how self-important that might be. If one movie is setting the industry on fire,
You don't know.
No.
You don't know. Well, he recently saw two crew members standing less than 6 feet apart. Now, I'm not sure whether it doesn't say whether they were masked up or they weren't masked up.
Right.
But they were close to each other, and he lost it. Now, as someone who is conflicted about this pandemic, and I've had, I don't know if I've probably been the one that's had the most scares. You had a scare with your daughter.
Right, early on. Yeah.
I've had the actual phone call from a guy that was contact tracing.
Right.
And it's scary. And
Pony
and
had a scare.
Pony had a scare.
Yeah.
When?
You shut up, Pony.
The time you were negative.
It was about your job.
And you took a week off work.
Pony was scared of driving.
Yeah, why did you come on and go, huh? What?
Well, because he doesn't know his P's and Q's, Mike. That's what I would say. He doesn't.
He needs to mind his P's and Q's.
Pony, you realize
I will mind them.
You realize that's what it was.
You put the brakes on the show.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, why don't you mute your mic, and I'm mute it when you're ready to say something constructive. Thank you.
And why don't you power down that board and turn off your internet? Just to be safe.
We're just having a little fun, folks.
We just did all sorts with him yesterday. Jesus.
He sees two crew members standing less than 6 feet apart, and he loses it. And then he lets him have it. And, of course, you know, going back in the great tradition of Buddy Rich, someone was there to record his tirade.
Yes. As far as I can tell, no video exists, but there's audio of it.
Did you enhance the audio? Did you enhance
it? Yeah, I cleaned it up a little bit. I cleaned it up a little bit because it was a little muddy. So we can start and stop this at your leisure. Here's Tom Cruise yelling at the Mission Impossible. It's Mission Impossible 18 that they're filming right now?
500.
All right, here we go.
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us.
Turn it off. Hold on. Let me try mine. Hold on. That sounds so bad.
Why sounds like garbage.
So bad. Why does it sound so horrible? Why is it that?
Because we removed a little bit of the background noise. No, I actually worked on it this morning. I removed some of the background noise so we could
hear.
Let's see
if I can get it better. Hold on.
Maybe we filtered it out too much.
Let me see.
It's always a fine balance. Oscar.
Can I get subtitles?
All right. Let me see if I can do it here. Let's see here.
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us.
Better.
Because they believe in us and what we're doing.
He's wearing a mask.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies.
All right, so he says they're looking at us. They're using us to make their movies. And
every night, Mike, he's on the phone with producers. Every night.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't doubt it. That might be true. Yeah. But here's the thing. Well, let's play a little more of it. Then I want to stop and we'll do the full analysis. Let me start it from the beginning All right. This is Tom Cruise going off on these crew members.
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us.
They're back in Hollywood making movies right now because of us.
Yes.
Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever.
All right. Right there. All right. So here's the deal. A lot of people looking at this is where we get into. Well, it goes on, and we'll play more of it.
Oh, I'm riveted.
Let me just play it.
And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. If you ever do it again. That's it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education. That's what I sleep with every night. The future of the industry. So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're axed.
He's an axed.
We are not shutting this movie down! Is it understood? If I see it again, you're gone. And so are you. So you're going to cost him his job. And I see it on the set, you're gone. And you're gone. That's it. Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have? Because I will deal with your reason. And if you can't be reasonable, and I can't deal with your logic, you're fired. That's it. That is it. I trust you guys to be here.
All right, so there it is.
That's his, probably his best performance since All the Right Moves.
My ringtone, I'd want that.
You know, we get the real Tom Cruise when he yells like in movies. You hear him that?
Yeah, that was very reminiscent of the courtroom.
What was it? I'm trying to think. What was it?
The courtroom one with Nicholson.
I want the truth.
All the Right. No. All the Right Men. No.
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
Yeah, it was a sequel where he was a college football guy. And it was called All the Right Men.
So,
A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Here's the deal. That as someone who has occasionally ranted, very rarely. I listen to this with a great deal of concern. I am hearing a concern over a violation of COVID protocol. I am also hearing, and this is me, perhaps the pressure of being Tom Cruise carrying another major motion picture.
That's what I heard. I heard a man that's about to crack.
I'm hearing a man that has demonstrated that he is a tad high strung, by the way. And he's a famous, to be that level of fame for that long.
You gotta have an edge.
Yeah, you have to. Well, you probably are. You're under the microscope, and really, Tom Cruise has stayed out of the fray between movies. You don't see him as much as you used to see him. So I would think that when he's on a movie set, that's when it's a Tom. And I'm hearing. I don't know enough about the circumstances to know what they were doing, but it seems to me that he is concerned about COVID. Or violating these protocols. If someone got COVID, that would shut things down.
And I don't think if there were people. Industry, right?
I'm not sure, but it could also be if people were observing what these two guys are doing. If there was somebody that came in London and they were observing, I'm sorry, you're violating protocols, we're shutting you down. If that's the case, I am more inclined to get it that if someone wasn't wearing a mask, like, for example, the NFL.
Right.
The way the NFL is operating, if those guys take their mask down and they're talking, that's a big deal. They're holding them to high standards. A movie set's the same thing. You got hundreds of people crowding around on a movie set. You got to have these protocols. So I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know.
May I weigh in?
Yes, please. Okay. Do.
So I think it's a macro look at what he. And by that, I mean, it's for the entire industry from what I'm getting. And this is the first time I've heard, the guys have heard this before. This is my fresh take on it.
All right.
Heavy lies the crown first, Mike. Let me throw that in there.
Heavy lies the head that wears the crown.
And then on the other end, all joking aside, he mentioned.
Wouldn't it be heavy lies the crown? Haven't we had this discussion before? Why would the head be heavy?
Because it's wearing the crown.
Heavy lies the crown. So the crown is heavy.
I just, I repeated it and ham-handed it for the last 10 years and somehow.
But I mean, it would seem to me to be heavy lies the crown. Like the crown is heavy. I mean, if you're the number one person.
I've seen him pretend to lie the crown.
According to Wikipedia, heavy lies the crown is a misquote of a line, uneasy lies the head that wears a crown from Shakespeare's Henry IV.
Oh, okay. So that's even different. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Who has ever said that in common conversation?
Well, Shakespeare.
But it's wrong. But you're both wrong. So heavy lies the crown is wrong.
Yeah.
And heavy lies the head that wears the crown is wrong, too.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, Oscar.
Give the Shakespeare quote again.
Yeah.
The Shakespeare quote is uneasy. Hold on. Sorry. Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown.
Uneasy lies the head that
uneasy
wears the crown.
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Any more on it at all?
It's from Henry IV, Part 2, which was a great sequel.
No COVID then.
No.
Mike, so back to Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise mentions
Oscar's
insurance.
Saying, being the number one guy, a lot of pressure.
Not just that. This movie was one of the first movies that came back online to production.
Right.
So like you said with the NFL looked to the NBA initially with their bubble experience on how they did the COVID testing. The NBA this past season proved to be successful. And the NBA, I imagine if you're going to put Tom Cruise as like one-to-one to the NBA, it's not even a head coach. It's probably one of the team owners. And if the team owner
he's the Bob Kraft of Hollywood, Mike.
A ton of at stake. And then an NBA team and walks into the bubble and people are violating bubble rules in order to stay in business. And you've got insurance policies that are breaking into the overall margins of these movie companies that are already dying on the vine because of the entire industry. And the idea that they're not going to get box office revenue, they're just going straight to digital. Like then this is an industry on the brink. And if you're working within the industry,
I get all the things you're saying as you're justifying his rant. But let's listen to it again.
All right. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night, insurance companies, producers, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movies.
They're looking at us. They're using us to make their movies. Yeah, they're saying, well, they're successful in London with doing Mission Impossible. We can get that back. I, hearing it a second time, kind of get it. You know, yeah. I kind of get that.
But that being said, I think also what you've got here is a great peek inside the meta that is Tom Cruise. Because remember, even when he's happy, he's nuts. Remember when he jumped on the couch on Oprah?
I think it's unfair to compare this to him being a little wacky on Oprah.
Would you agree that jumping on the couch on Oprah and doing that was a little over the top, right?
But he's also had moments in the spotlight where he has behaved in a bad way. When he was interviewed and he was talking about the medications that people are on.
Yeah.
He has been documented to be this
Scientologist.
Incredibly active Scientologist.
Yes.
Yes.
That is like a point guy for Scientology.
But and these are all valid points within the actual time they're being discussed. This is simply a private moment on set that he was reprimanding team members for not following the protocol.
Obviously trying to set an example too.
Yeah.
He might have been, but I can say this, understanding when people are ranting. Sometimes there are a lot of factors that contribute to a moment like this.
Christian Bale, douchebag on set. Didn't have to yell at that light guy.
I think that
lighting is a little different than COVID.
But if he wants to, sometimes to give it hard and loud, you know, and loud and dirty to make it stick is important. And
Sorry, Cruise.
With Tom Cruise.
And she's what now, 30?
he's been at it a long time. He's been in the spotlight a long time. He's been very successful for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I also hate it when I hear about some of his moments in the Scientology. I've seen video of him in Scientology. It's just everything Tom Cruise does. He does with a degree of intensity, but that's why he's the star he is. Because he's got that level of intensity, right?
Mike, I agree with you. Thank you for making that point. But if that's as bad as it gets on a set where am I wrong to think this, Mike?
It's more justified than the Christian Bale out of the gate.
Oh, correct. Of course.
Christian Bale was talking about somebody walking during his shot.
Who plays Trump? His name is escapes me.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin yelling at his daughter, calling her a little piggy.
Filthy
that's,
right?
That, and yes. That's this intensity that these actors have, that people in the business of show
but that is
have.
So that's a private moment having with his daughter, and his daughter tapes it appropriately so to embarrass her father, right?
And he comes across as a monster, which he was.
And he is.
No justifying it.
Everything he said, Tom Cruise, separate rant. This within the rant is all, hey, I'm on the phone with insurance companies telling everybody that we're doing the right thing.
And you two idiots are blowing it off.
Yes,
over here.
For everybody.
Because you don't care.
And it is a privilege to work on a Hollywood set.
Right.
You know what would be great?
We are creating thousands of jobs.
I think he said, I've got the transcript.
You're jeopardizing thousands of jobs?
We are creating thousands of jobs, you mother effers.
Yes.
Now, what
would be great is if in a few months we find out this is actually a scene from Mission Impossible 7 and they were filming it and this is just a press release to get everyone talking about it.
Let's play a little of Rob's version of it, that he's his audio. No, we don't need it. I've got it.
I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And
the more I hear it, the more I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. He thinks that, but I get back to the point with, if he's worried about the COVID, somebody catching it, as opposed to not adhering to certain strict protocols that allowed them to make this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of, the more I talk about it, the more I'm seeing, you know, this, but he's still Tom Cruise, you know, with that
it's easy to hate the guy at the top.
Sure.
But
sure.
Then if you really listen to the context, you sit there.
Hi, everybody.
And you're like, good. Somebody cares.
World. All right, so
somebody needs to remind people what the scoreboard is in life.
I have to say,
a couple questions then coming away from it. And Mike, you and I are on the same mind sometimes when stuff like this happens. Will he come out of this being embarrassed? Is it a non-issue, or does it advance him?
Oh, he's a hero.
I think it's a non-issue.
Okay, and the follow-up, is it on purpose to get people talking about Mission Impossible 7?
I think that the fact that he's on a movie set with a bunch of Brits that are probably, or some people in Hollywood that have a problem with Tom Cruise, anytime these things come to light, imagine if you're Tom Cruise and you're like, I probably was more intense than I wanted to be, but at least I got the message across. And then this would be like Pony, how many tapes have you stockpiled of me going off on people?
Hundreds.
Yes. Hundreds.
You can buy Pony's box set.
A terabyte.
Pony has never released them. It doesn't matter, because if he released them, it would just be 30 people that would be liking it on the fan site. And then it would be gone.
Justify them, Mike.
And Oscar would justify. Well, you have to understand that day is Mike had adjusted his meds in the morning, and that's it. No, but I think you got not only the rant, but you have to realize somebody is leaking this.
Yes.
Who has to be, I would assume, not just the public. It sounds like he's on a soundstage, right?
Hell yeah.
The more I hear it, the more I think that this is really viral, wonderful publicity for MI7.
How is this?
Oh, hold on. Are you going into that controversy? Yeah. Or you think that they are?
No.
Why not?
Why would you risk your insurance policy and your backers, your financial backers?
All he's doing is reinforcing the fact that he's taking it seriously, man. That's what he's doing.
He's a hero.
That's what he's always done, because that movie was the first to come back online. It was the first movie, one of the first movies to come back online for production. So he's a globalist,
and he has all these other Satanists.
Let me explain something to you. The globalist cinematic industrial complex is trying to do this to you.
I think there is a chance.
Do you believe that, or do you think this is just a guy ranting out? One of the crew members heard it.
I think that there is a 40% chance it's by design, because you know what? We went into this thinking that he was a jerk, and all three of us would say, hey, you know what? He's a hero. This is good
for
him.
That's not what you guys said at the beginning before
we started.
That's
what I'm saying, is that we listened to it, we analyzed it, and he comes out looking good.
I see you do it again, you're f***ing gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again.
That's someone that
cares.
That's
it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes, because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education.
Just seems to me a lot of thought.
Excuse me, Mr. Cruz. Mr. Cruz, you know, you could peel off a few million of your salary. I'm sorry, it's a bad joke.
Your daughter's in the business, Mike. You should see right through this and say this guy cares about the industry.
But going in, before you heard this tape, would you think that Tom Cruise cared that much about the industry and people going to college? No, because
I'm pleasantly surprised.
It makes him look great. He cares about people.
Wow, you were really seeing a conspiracy and all.
Yeah, because you know what? Stuff is really controlled.
But Rob, listen, we just took literally, I would say, 10 minutes to dissect this thing.
Right.
On initial first glance, you both thought he was just an a-hole.
Right.
What? So if
I'll be honest with you.
I heard it this morning before the show, and I brought it to the show knowing, hey, this is just a good old-fashioned rant tape, and that's how I did it. I listened to it once. I didn't even listen to it in its entirety. Then I brought it to the show. When I listened to it and we started discussing it, I'm like saying, okay, I'm on the fence. I'm thinking, knowing what this is about, this is a guy that he's losing his S about this. And I think it might speak to other issues on the production as opposed to just COVID?
It's a lot of pressure. I imagine.
A lot of pressure.
Let's take the finances away because let's say he's going to be okay, even if this movie doesn't work out, right?
Oh, this is not Tom Cruise's it's not financial. He never answered that. No,
I would say at this point, it's the overall, hey, I love to make, even if it's about him, let's say he's an egomaniac, which you probably have to be that big a star.
Mm-hmm.
I want to continue making movies. I don't want these things to be shut down. If everyone doesn't play by the rules, we can't continue making movies. And you give three Fs about it.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And
I think it's exciting that not only does he do his own stunts, he does his own rants.
That's what I sleep with every night.
That's what I sleep with every night.
The future of the f***ing industry.
Future of the effing industry.
So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this f***ing movie down. Is it understood?
Yes, Mr. Cruise.
Also,
hold on, let me get my iPhone.
The person he was yelling at was Hugh Grant, wasn't it?
Hugh Grant. I don't understand. I have to. Why are you yelling at us?
Yeah. It's so loud.
It's so very, very
don't
loud.
Have to film it here, man. Take this back to America.
Going. It's so are you. So you're going to cost him his job. And I see on the set, you're gone. And you're gone. That's it. Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have? Because I will deal with your reason. And if you can't be reasonable, and I can't deal with your logic, you're fired. That's it. That is it.
In fairness to those guys, it doesn't sound like they're leaving before 5.
Oh, okay, so now it's about me somehow?
Oh, I didn't get that. I didn't even get that.
That was a super sideways dick move right there. Wow.
He, at the end of the day, if I would love to know more, and I hope we do know more. I hope we find out
what
the protocols are, because I bet you, in a different country, you may have some different rules. There are two ways you look at this. If somebody gets COVID, they shut the production down, or... Yes. If somebody violates the way they're supposed to make this movie,
they can shut the production
with the protocol,
down.
They can shut the. If that's the case, if the second is true, I've got every. I mean, of course you do this.
Yes,
of course you. You know,
and
I
even
live,
if it's not by design, I think Mike. I think we need to reexamine the fact this is not a non-issue. This actually, again, makes him look like a hero. So even if it's not by design, I think he benefits.
Rob is holding, sticking to his guns on the conspiracy theory.
I appreciate that.
But which, by the way, I completely am down with that to a point, but I'm not sure I believe it.
10%. Well, you don't think there's some sort of ridiculous NDA that anyone on that set signs? Come on. Someone has put them. They have to. Because
I don't know.
There has to be a non-disclosure. Sign things that they don't realize they're signing, and they're just like, I guess I'm employed now, and they just move on.
Let me tell you why I have a problem with that theory.
Well, of course I'll sign it.
No, I have a problem with that theory because he does initially. They have to be, if this is PR, if this is studio PR, there are savvy boys and girls in these PR departments. They know this is not going to be as analyzed as we're analyzing it.
This is not
going to be as broken down. You know what it's going to be? Tom Cruise goes off. That's it. Just like it was when it came to me. Tom Cruise goes off. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. Nothing that you're thinking. This is after we analyze it. Goes, hey, he's standing up for the industry. I don't think it's going to go that way for him.
We'll
I think
see.
This is going to be
America
a blip.
And the world is lazy, Rob, at the root.
7 weeks ago, no one was talking about MI7, and they did a viral video about them going to a theater. And now it's 7 weeks later, and everyone's talking about it.
You can't even get MI7 yet.
Yeah, but you know what? They want
a year?
They want the urgency. They want the urgency.
No.
Create urgency.
I'd have trouble betting Rob on it. I'd have
trouble
laying the bet down that he's completely off the rails. I don't.
This is the equivalent of Tom Hanks buying a beer and forgetting his ID. It's just a little reminder that they're making a movie over there.
America is lazy, and the world is lazy. Is by the idea of somebody taking the time to really listen to this. I mean, it's not the best quality tape. As soon as somebody starts hearing it, they're like, "Oh, I can't understand it." On their phones, by the way, they're going to move on.
Right.
If they wanted it to be a PR campaign, this would be crystal clear, and he would have been mic'd up, and it would have been perfect, and everybody would have seen what a hero he was.
This is like when they make a movie look old to look old in a movie. They've distressed the tape to make it seem like
it's... Now you're really contrary.
This is probably because you just watched that movie, Mank, because that's so much going on that level with people sneaking around. It's a guy that wrote Citizen Kane, and just, they're all lying to each other on that.
Oh, yeah.
Set.
Exactly.
Everybody's playing everybody.
Also, really weird. No one knew this when Citizen Kane on the set. No one was within 6 feet of each other during the whole movie, and that was in 1940.
Right. You got to give them great fidelity for that, for the story that you're spinning to actually work.
The interesting thing on MI7 though, the set in London where they're filming this, is the star Tom Cruise does not need to mask up. But that's not because of the protocols. It's because he's so short, the germs go right over his head.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, Mrs. Claus, how's your hubby?
Well, I'm afraid he's got a pretty bad cold, Snowy.
Oh, that's a shame, the poor fellow. He should have come to see me. I'd have given him a good one. A little chilly humor there. What can I do for you, madam?
We need a snowstorm.
Well, no sooner said than done, my little icicle. Where do you want it?
In a town called Southtown, USA.
What? Hold it. Hold it. Hold it! No can do, Mrs. C. The South is under the control of my stepbrother, Heat Miser. And every time I try to send a little refreshing snow down there, what does he do? He turns it into rain, a fog. And who needs that?
Well, if I get his okay, will you make it snow?
Sure thing. But don't get your hopes up. You'll never get anywhere with that one.
We'll have to try.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, we say welcome, where you've been. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
How you
for
been?
Our long-timers, prepare to be entertained. What's that?
How you been?
Where how you been?
Hey, what are you doing?
How you doing?
Anyway, for the rest of you, thank you every day for listening and supporting our show from Bradenton, Florida, Angels Camp, California, Grand Forks, North Dakota, North Hero, Vermont. See, that's why. Oh, that's $20.
Typo?
No, because you corrected it yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, I read it before it was corrected. Did he tell you North Hero or South? Was it his mistake or was it yours?
He just said Hero in the email.
I Googled it.
There was a North and a South Hero. I guess South. He asked me to change it to North.
Colonel Colburn owes you $20.
I don't know about that. Truro, Iowa, and Mercedes, Uruguay. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Solo Stove. Speaking of cold weather, we'll talk about that in just a second. It's here, Snowvid in D.C., and there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Enter Solo Stove. We all got them. We all love them. They work in the snow.
They do.
Solo Stove creates the moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. The one that I have has a carrying case. You can take that to the neighbor's house. You can take it down to where they're selling the trees down in that street in Cleveland where Ralphie's going to go with his dad, and you can not have to use an oil drum. You just use the Solo Stove.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's fantastic. Be all set. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat them. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to, and now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. All right, I had a flashback to my days in D.C., because you can always count on people posting that map.
Oh, the map.
And man, oh man, did I see the classic Washington, D.C. weather map. Ladies and gentlemen around the country, for those of you that have never spent any time living in the nation's capital, there are plenty of cities, certainly in the Midwest and in the Northeast, that deal with horrific snowfalls each and every winter. Mm-hmm. But there is no city that freaks out with a flurry of snow more than the nation's capital. And I mean, not, we are the leader. Atlanta, you can talk about it all you want. You don't get it as much as we do. It doesn't happen as often as it does. With D.C., people in the D.C. area react to snow unlike any other place I've ever seen. Hold on, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this when, close your mouth. Rob's going. I have to tell you this. When I went to American University and we had the first snowstorm, mm-hmm. when I had arrived at our nation's capital and I looked up Massachusetts Avenue and I saw 2 inches of snow and I saw what looked like to me a car junkyard with the people sideways, backwards, spinning out. I realized there seems to be a problem here. I don't know what the combination of factors is, but it might be the fact that local media makes such a big deal that when I saw the map last night and I saw the bands of snow, 4 to 8, 1 to 4,
yeah,
12 to 16, these wide areas,
right,
with the meteorologists doing their level best to cover their ass because they have no idea.
Nobody knows.
I had a flashback. Where are we right now with your most recent snow emergency?
Mike,
there, I've said my piece.
I think, and I actually had a similar thought process when I was watching it last night and this morning, and I think the problem is D.C. is far enough south that the snow freaks people out, but far enough north that we get, on average, a decent amount of snow. It is, I hate the phrase, but the perfect storm. And also, add to that a crumbling infrastructure. The city is not able to take care of it, and people just panic. The vagueness is what kills me. And what they've been singing the song of for 3 days now is the rain snow line. They love
Well, they've had that forever.
They love
that's the way,
the
that's
rain
the nature,
snow line.
That's the nature of the beast in Washington. You always get it because it is a southern city, by
yes,
and large.
It is.
And that's why we always have that problem. It's hysterical. Yes,
well, and you don't have this context, but everybody else that's in the DMV probably knows this. D.C., Maryland, Virginia, for those of you not in the area.
Right.
That the office buildings in this area are only 10% occupied.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what hits us. There's no one's going to be on the roads.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to matter. But there's still, it looked to me like there's still, with the Doug Kammerer map, they're still going crazy.
We are the south of the border, for those of you who travel down 95,
yep,
of snow. Because it looks like it's going to be great. And you're like, Dad, let me stop at south of the border, please. That looks like so much fun. Pedro says it's going to be great. They've got all these things there, all these tchotchkes. We can eat some food.
There's rides, there's alligators, there's everything.
And the restrooms are terrible.
The worst.
The gifts are horrible. It smells. And then you got to roll. And it's all just disappointment over and over and over again. And you know, every time I drive down 95 with my family, God willing, I have one day, I'm going to stop to see Pedro, and it's going to suck every time.
That's right.
It's going to suck every time. You're going to do it every time. With this, they go crazy. They know it is a ratings hit to talk about snow. So what am I missing in the D.C. area? What are they doing? What are your meteorologists up there doing? Because I don't see them. What's going on?
The latest I got when I was driving in today is that it will start about 10:30. Bands of heavy snow start
10:30 p.m. or a.m. Please.
A.m. It'll be all, it's an all day event
while we do the show.
And it's and then they start with the tap dancing. And here is sort of what I heard today: bands of heavy snow interspersed with sleet and some freezing rain will be turning to rain that will wash away the snow largely by 7 p.m. tonight. However, in the northern and western suburbs, you're going to see accumulation starting at 2 inches with the possibility of 12 inches.
Exactly.
And then in the eastern and southern portions, it's going to be largely a rain event that may see some snow. Back to you, duh.
That's it. That's it. It's nuts.
It also, is.
Nuts. But it's is it the same level because people, as Oscar said, are not commuting? Is it the same level of, because really what it is more than anything else is we get to F off all day. We get to F off because
well,
we don't have to go
understand.
To work. That's especially with the federal government, right?
People, yeah, but they got to work.
People need to understand that
they're
yesterday, Loudoun
right.
County shut down schools. But they're not letting people come to school. So what they're saying is that it's too dangerous to get on the internet. That's
so,
how Loudoun County is handling
it. Will there be no virtual because
no
the teachers
virtual
can't.
Today.
Because with virtual, for people that don't have kids, I should tell you,
right.
Virtual normally works like this. The teachers are at the school. That's where their home base is with their computers. That's where their technology is to do that. They're not in their living rooms. Am I right about that?
No, right. As of this point, the teachers are home.
Florida.
Students are home. Teachers are home. And
right,
still
yeah.
no school. They canceled it yesterday.
Yeah. So because of that, are you sensing a little less?
Oh, they're contriving
the
new storylines.
Yes, they are.
Oh, good.
They're saying,
good.
Hey,
I like that.
Make sure you move your car to a space where you're not blocking somebody in when the plows come by because they haven't driven their car in forever.
The plows that are going to plow the slush that is like an inch and a half.
The water. They're going to move the water. What they need is a squeegee, not a plow. I drove in, a portion of my commute is the Beltway. The Beltway is a road that encircles Washington,
yes.
D.C. There were more plows on the side of the Beltway waiting
well,
to go into action.
Ready. They're ready.
Then there were cars. Ready. And of course, every network had someone at the salt place this morning. The salt warehouse.
That's the same thing they
do. The same thing they
now,
always do.
Of all the people on this show, Rob Spiewak, I looked at the band. You
I might
are
get
in
hit.
A band that says 4 to 8 inches.
Right.
Is it still... Is that what they're still going for?
Yeah,
right
they,
now?
Well, they are. It's right on the edge. We're right on the edge because if you want to know where I am, essentially, you can look at the weather forecast for Dulles Airport. I'm a little further out than Dulles Airport, but that's basically my neighborhood. So I'm right on the edge of 2 to 4 or 4 to 8, and that's going to be a dice roll. The district won't get hit that hard, and what everyone seems to agree is that by 6 o'clock tonight, when it switches to a rain event, all the stuff's
so
going to wash away.
It's all
going to
be rain, like even where you are.
No, only in the district.
Only in D.C.
In D.C.
You say the district. Remember, we're talking to the nation here.
Forgive me.
In Washington D.C.,
the
city of Washington D.C.
The closer you get western, the farther western you go, and the closer to the mountains you get, you're going to get more of a snow event. You're going to get more. I think I'm going to get 5 inches at my house.
5 inches at your house.
And I don't think it'll ever change to rain. I think it'll change to sleet, which
right.
means tomorrow it'll just be a mess. Yeah.
Had your Kia long enough to know
how it runs in the snow.
How it performs in the snow.
What I do is I drive in reverse, so it gives the...
Isn't there a little... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can I do a quick sidebar about
Please.
My golf cart?
Yes.
Yeah.
My village's golf cart that I have. Two people now have said to me, I've got one tire. I play so much golf. One of my, maybe two of my golf cart tires are bald.
Yes.
The treads gone. And a guy looks at me and goes, hey, that tire's bald. I said, yeah. And I look at him and go, yeah, and it's a golf cart. Last time I checked, I wasn't planning on going mudding this weekend. Okay.
Oh my! You don't have the chains on yet.
basically, I'm riding on that thing until it goes like this.
Yeah.
There you go. Now I'm going to get a new one. Yeah. Hey, that's bald. Hey, you're tired.
I bet you can put a piece of gaffer tape on there, and then just whatever hole does come, just blow right back up.
Exactly.
Oh, look at Michael Murray. He's on the 13th fairway sliding across because he's lost his edge there. Oh, my God.
Anyway, go into a total J-turn on your golf cart.
It's funny. It's just down here.
The Kia does very well in the snow because it's all-wheel drive. It's a pretty heavy car. I got a full tank of gas in it, so I'll be all right.
And
very, very good.
And maybe I'm wrong, and I could be, but the idea of less cars on the road.
It's great.
It would make me feel better about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's not going to be the thing. But the meteorologists are
They're looking for reasons.
Oh,
you still get your Bernstein. Is Topper still going strong up there?
Topper's still here.
Topper's
shut. Yes.
And then you have the very young Mike Thomas on Channel 5. Who likes posting from his
new
living
guys.
Room.
New gals.
We got a new guy down here in Florida that's kind of like, he's got a lower lip where he's like, but anyway, we could talk about meteorologists forever. But
we'll be okay, Mike.
I'm glad to hear that everybody's going to be fine.
It is chilly, Willy, but we'll be okay.
Put in your request to leave early yet today?
I'm going to be out of here after this break, if it's cool.
All right, very good. We'll take a break ourselves, and when we come back, a tribute to a lady we've been mentioning again and again and again, and I have to do it because she's a goddess. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's that magical time of the year where people far and wide visit Aunt Wanda for her fabulous baked treats and scrumptious goodies.
We went over the border to Massachusetts and we stopped at Wanda Farmers and got our candy.
And there's no better way to say that you care than by giving your loved ones goodies from Aunt Wanda's kitchen.
Wanda Farmer fruitcakes.
Yeah.
Wanda Farmer's pancake mix.
Look at these little wonderful cupcakes.
Have you tried these Wanda Farmer almonds? Oh, they're the best.
We have a wide variety of delicious morsels to choose from, all made with care and using only the best ingredients. Don't wait. Order now to ensure deliveries just in time for the holidays.
I want WandaFarmer.com.
Better yet, do all of your holiday shopping through Walmart and Target at the shopping center at MikeOmaraShow.com. It's one less headache to deal with this season.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cratejoy. You probably know what a subscription box is. In fact, you probably already have a favorite meal kit or pet box, but did you know there's one great place where you can shop for thousands of subscriptions? And do you realize that subscription is a word that I have trouble with?
It's tough
on the
subscription.
Unrewarding.
No matter. Say hello to Cratejoy, the world's first and only subscription box marketplace. You can browse through thousands of unique boxes for anything you can imagine. You choose the subscription link, so you're not locked into anything. Escape room and mystery boxes, book club boxes, Blu-ray boxes, craft kits, beer and wine subscriptions, and crates to let your geek flag fly for any fandom. It's limitless. I love that a subscription box. Let me see. One.
Subscription.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. I love that a subscription box is the gift that keeps on giving. It shows how much you care long after the holidays. It makes you a better gift giver. There's still time to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. You can shop thousands of subscription boxes all in one place and get 30% off your first box when you sign up at cratejoy.com/TMOS. Sign up today at cratejoy.com/TMOS to get 30% off your first box and early access to all of Cratejoy's holiday specials. Cratejoy, get joy delivered right to your door.
Poison.
Subscription, subscription, subscription.
I'll change that. Find a synonym. A synonym for
Rob played a funny promo with Wanda Farmer there, and I have to say, Wanda Farmer, you are a goddess. Wanda Farmer.
Yes.
This started out with Wanda Farmer, a TMOS listener, sending snacks
to
Podcast Village. Is she in the snack biz? Do we know any? What do we know about Wanda?
I have a text from her I don't mind sharing.
All right.
Wanda, I think, look, the best way to put it, Mike, is that she's an angel.
Yes.
She's a snack angel.
She is.
Snack angel.
And, like someone
who funds a Broadway show, except she's snacks.
Okay, mm-hmm. So she wrote
In the snack biz?
I don't think she is. I think she literally orders these from Amazon.
She goes out and buys 50 boxes of cupcakes?
Online and has them sent to the dresses. And it's not just cupcakes. It sends like candy, chocolates.
Yeah.
Protein bars.
All kinds of healthy
guess
snacks.
Guess what arrived at the O'Mara household today?
What?
A Wanda Farmer keto box.
Oh, no kidding?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. You can't eat them because you're on a diet.
A keto box. The keto.
You can eat the keto snacks. You can eat the keto snacks.
I eat the keto snacks. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I do. It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm so excited. And then, of course, Mrs. O'Mara dives in and she's like, I'm going to put that. Let me say, I said, you stop.
You
That's
got the
not
fat
yours.
Snacks.
Stop
don't
it.
Touch. Don't touch.
Stop
well,
it.
I gained a little weight when I ate almost an entire bag of pork rinds one time because you know
that's
still
keto
fat
though.
And oil, you know that it's keto, but anyway, but the pork rinds look so good that she sent, and she's got some keto bars. I got some beef jerky stuff. It was very nice of Wanda Farmer, and I'm just curious. I just wanted to say,
yeah, what's her deal?
To Wanda.
Is this her last communique? To
All
me.
Right.
Hi, Oscar. Looks like you received the snacks I sent. Let me know when you're ready for a refill. We here at WandaFarmer.com strive for 100% satisfaction.
That's nice.
We still don't know. I'd love to know the details.
And I said to her, if you ever want that URL, it's easy to transfer you. Please let us know.
You know, you get to do it. Hold on a second. Wait. All right. Take a break. Yeah. So let's take a break here.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to go get my snacks. And I will show you my keto box from Wanda Farmer. You get to do it all the time. I get to do this once.
Yeah. Yay!
We'll be right back, everybody. We'll come back with Wanda Farmer and her snack box. Thank you very much.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you ever notice it's just the glitterati that seems to be involved with their investments on IPOs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you wish you were in early on some of these best performing IPOs? Our crowd investors have benefited from companies IPOing like Beyond Meat or companies that have been absorbed, bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. With our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early.
Yes.
Once our crowd has selected a deal, they offer accredited investors the opportunity to invest alongside them with the same terms. You know, Oscar's all in on this. Today, you can join our crowd's investment in Blue Green Water Technologies. This is a startup that keeps our water safe.
Mm-hmm.
Global water supplies are under attack from toxic algae blooms, making water undrinkable. Blue Green's exclusive EPA-approved technology eliminates the toxic algae poisoning the world's water resources. Let me read that properly. Okay.
You know about these toxins, Mike. You live in Florida. You've seen
The algae, the fertilizer gets in the water, it ruins it.
Blue Green's exclusive EPA-approved technology eliminates the toxic algae, poisoning the world's... or maybe it's not a good one.
You did it right yesterday. It was great.
It's or two subscription days box.
Yeah. You got this.
Unrewarding, Rob.
I know.
All of it. Lately. You can get in early on Blue Green and other unique opportunities at OurCrowd.com/TMOS. If you're interested in investing, you need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to OurCrowd.com/TMOS.
Maybe it was all the exercise between the break.
Yeah,
it's just I didn't do my mouth exercise today.
Wanda
Farmer Candy. Wanda Farmer's candies. All right, let's see. All right, here we go. I don't want to hit any buttons here. I don't have much room to play here.
Right.
Just pour it on your lap.
We've got some Quest. Let's see. 5 net carbs. Sea salt caramel almond.
Oh, yum.
Bars here.
Sea salt is so great.
Mm. We've got, hold on just a second. We've got the crispy cuts.
Mm.
These are sweet chipotle pork rinds.
Well, you've got all the great flavor profiles there.
Hold on, I think they're pork. Yeah, they're pork rinds. They're pork rinds. There we go. What else do we have here? A lot of these Quest bars.
Yes.
Okay, I'm fasting, but maybe just a bite.
Yeah, you know, it couldn't hurt. There's no one looking, Mike. You're just on the internet.
Right, yeah, what's a fast without a break, you know?
That's right. That's a slower fast than a faster slow. What?
Okay, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, those are marvelous.
Mm, yeah, is that the Chipotle are... ones?
And you could probably eat like five of those and be okay.
Oh, that's the Quest bar. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, salted caramel.
Look at the enabler.
I know.
Five of them.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's what I would say to myself. Five of these.
We have a different kind of like Slim Jim product.
Uh-huh.
This is habanero smoked beefsteak. What? Now, why are you covering? Who came in? What's going on?
just so we could compare, Mike.
All right. You have your snacks. Oh, you get. Oh, my God. That's mine.
Look at yours.
It's portion control for you.
I guess that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So the salted caramel is okay, but could you try one of the pork rinds? The Chipotle pork rinds?
No, I'm eating the almond bar, Rob.
Well, you don't have to eat the whole almond bar. It's just a sample.
We have the macadamia nuts here.
Ooh.
Salt, sea salt and cracked pepper macadamia.
That
Royal
is good.
Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. We have roasted and salted almonds. That's a good one right
That's
there.
That's excellent.
Hold on. We have a Stoka bar. Have you ever heard of a Stoka bar?
No, you should try it.
No, is there, I guess it's keto. Is there a cover charge?
Stoka bar. All right, hold on. I think that's it. And then we've got cheddar cheese crisps.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, those are good.
I've had these before. Delicious. They sell these at the box store, so this is good. What do you have, Oscar? What do you have in your box?
Get into the box, Oscar.
I want Oscar to drive his.
Oh, these
box.
Candies.
By the way, Wanda,
this is how
Wanda.
You do it, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. That's just candy?
That's chocolate. Hold on.
Candy!
God.
Mm-hmm. What are those? Is that the Hershey miniatures?
Robert, have you gotten anything at your house?
No. But I benefit from being here. I benefit from here.
All right.
There was a hostess, what would I call it? A hostess windfall last week that was most excellent.
Did you get the orange cupcakes?
I am a sucker for the orange cupcake. I think it's such a better product than the chocolate cupcake.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because of the citrus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Got a bunch of hostess cakes.
The vitamin C will keep you healthy.
We got a bunch of Utes chips.
Yes.
It's great.
Utes.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I'm normally fast.
Look at you, Mike. You would be doing WandaFarmer.com a disservice if you didn't try the goods on there.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
This is a gateway drug.
What?
It is. There is a chance that I will go to bed I will have pancakes for dinner.
No, you will not. You can't make that dive.
Treat yourself.
Mike. Yeah, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You got to treat yourself.
No. All right, let me look at the ingredients. That is so Wanda. Mm. Wanda, you sorceress.
Sorceress.
That is so delicious.
That is so funny.
All right.
Wicked,
total
wicked
fat, 15 grams.
The word
okay
sorceress
with that.
Is great.
That is excellent.
Cholesterol, zero.
See, it's
zero.
Healthy.
How can that have zero cholesterol in it?
That's because it's marvelous. It's from Wanda Farmer.
210 calories.
Magic.
Almost none.
Total carbs, 15 grams.
What's your guys' takes on Crackle? I'm a big fan.
Crackle?
What do you mean,
Crackle
cereal?
No.
The little
guys.
Oh, I think it's like a poor man's Nestle Crunch bar.
And that's exactly right? What it is. And I think it's a lower tier chocolate, even from the Hershey Corporation.
Well, now we're putting her products down. We don't want to.
No, we're talking Hershey. What she sent is a classic thing. She sent the Hershey miniatures, which is regular Hershey chocolate, special dark, Crackle, and Mr. Good Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have just one little sample.
You got to.
This is the cheese, crunchy toasted cheese. The wisps, I'm not a big fan of. I'm going to try this.
A bunch of dum-dums, though, as well.
Original
pops.
Well, she also, that came from the Spangler company, which also, she sent a million candy canes, didn't she?
Yeah. A bunch of candy canes.
All right, mm-hmm. This is just the cheese, crunchy toasted cheese.
I hope people are snacking along with us, Mike.
Mike, I think that would be a great name and a great topic for a podcast. Just the cheese.
Just the cheese.
Just the cheese.
Matty can be.
It's like most crispy cheese products that I've enjoyed, and it's terrific. It's low carb.
Matty Masiello's just the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you might enjoy these guys. I think you might enjoy these. These are right.
I don't know what the Stoke
about. Maddie, what do you think of the WandaFarmer.com deliveries?
Oh, I love them. Well, the Cheez-Its, like all the vending machine little bags.
Yes.
I rip through those. Those are amazing.
So good. Mm-hmm. So good. White cheddar.
Crunch.
Regular Cheez-Its.
Ugh. All the flavors.
Tony, how you feel about it all? I know you're waif-like.
Oh, I still love it, though. There's Reese's peanut butter cups back here that I'm hiding from you. They're fantastic.
She sent Reese's?
You're hoarding them, Bonnie?
She did. She did.
How many Reese's did she send?
Like two whole bags of them. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. What a lady. Wanda.
What a lady. What a lady.
Thank you, Wanda.
No longer a sorceress, Mike.
What's that?
No longer a sorceress?
No.
She uses her powers for good.
But I'll tell you, I have eaten more in this period of time than I have in about a month. So she's a temptress.
Wicked temptress.
Thank you. Hit the music. Come on, man. All right. Thank you. I'll be here. All right. We got to take a break, and we will come back with more fun. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just cheese.
Just cheese.
This is Christmas time, and all the kinder are getting around the trees and stuff and things and getting the presents. I'd like to take this opportunity to say happy holidays to all the children and the parents and all the people that get so angry trying to find the parking spots and stuff at the malls and all the good stuff that goes along with that. And remind everyone that I'm in a movie that is centered around the Christmas holiday called Jingle All the Way, and it's about the Turbo Man doll and lots of the fun that I do with the Sinbad and things. Happy holidays from me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A little dry.
Hold on a second.
Wanda, send water.
Oh my God. So I'm real sorry.
You're in a much better mood now.
Yes.
Welcome back. I wasn't in a bad mood before, was I?
Energy surged throughout your body, just energy. Like Elvis.
Might have been low energy.
Energy, yeah.
Oh, and like Tom Cruise. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I feel like Teddy KGB with the Orioles. Yeah, and my club. brought to you by Noom. Oh, great. Everything's working today. Crash diets are always temporary.
Oh, they are.
If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle.
Yes.
Noom lets you do that. They help users learn to develop a new relationship with food. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Not snacking is one of the keys. Not all the time.
No snacking.
No. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy, easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. I love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home, especially during the holidays. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom, and Carla has never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com, Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you, everybody. Wrong. That one.
News.
Boo. Damn it.
Can't do this.
Don't have enough space. Sorry. Netflix recently released a rundown of their most popular programming. I give you this story for the sake of discussing whether Netflix is conjuring. They don't need to conjure, but right. I think they're conjuring. They didn't share any data about these rankings.
All right.
And I have a problem with Netflix, all right? When you put up new releases and you put up Manhunt or Mindhunter, and I go in and I get very excited because I was a Mindhunter fan, and I open it up and it's seasons 1 and 2, which I basically watched 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's lying, and that's not being honest with your audience. Stop it, Netflix. So I'm not sure whether these Netflix-picked popular shows are being on the up and up, all right? Every time a title placed first on Netflix's daily top 10, it got 10 points. 9 points for second place, 8 for third, 7 for fourth. Is it me or does it sound like they're conjuring
a little
bit? That's
absolute conjuring. 100%. And like you said, they don't need to do it.
I need a new show with new info. We knew Mindhunter was great.
Right.
Everybody knew Mindhunter was great. It's always trending as far as like one of the original series, top five, top ten, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know this. Give me something new.
They are relying at Netflix on people circling back and not thinking that the old programming is not is old programming.
Mm-hmm.
So they got, let me see, I'll go 20 to number one really quick. Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Watched it, loved it.
Okay.
Here's number 19. Floor is Lava. Anyone? Has anybody watched that?
I've heard of it.
I've watched every episode, I'm sad to say. A lot of fun.
You are the Netflix connoisseur of everything.
Mike, I'll eat anything. I mean, I'll watch anything.
What is Floor is Lava? What's that about?
I'm surprised little Michael hasn't played this game with you at home, where you say floor is lava and all the kids get up, or adults or teenagers get on the couch, and you have to jump from piece of furniture to piece of furniture.
You can't touch the floor.
You can't touch the floor. They've upped the scale by building a set where the floor actually looks like lava, but it's water, and they have to jump from obstacle course to obstacle course.
So it's a game show?
It's a game show.
Oh, okay. Oscar,
let's play another game since we're playing a game and it's fun. We played it yesterday on the show. Why do you eat so many snacks?
Oh, because they're great.
No. Rob might have the answer.
Okay.
Rob, why do you love food so much? Because you are
I'm an addict. I'm addicted.
Okay. Let's start again.
All right. I got it.
Why do you eat snacks so much?
Because I'll do anything for food.
No, that's not right.
No,
we'll
without, close.
Well,
close.
Let's start again, you dummies.
Play with me, right. Mike.
Rob, why do you eat so much food?
Addicted.
Why do you drink so many beers?
Addicted.
What happened when Oscar was playing? What hit Oscar in the face when he was playing with Todd Moore racquetball?
Addicted.
Okay, thank you.
Long way to get there, but appreciate
Christ,
it. Did you get
sure
Carla
was.
Yesterday?
Yeah, Carla loves the joke.
Of course she
loves the joke. I mean, unhinged the jaw laughing. Boss Baby back in business. Emily in Paris. 13 Reasons Why. Ratchet, based on the nurse Ratchet from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Haunting of Bly Manor. Anyone? Anybody watch that one?
I started it, gave up on it. Carrie stayed with it the whole night, and when it finished, she said, that was horrible.
Okay.
Well, Schitt's
Creek,
the whole thing.
At number 13, Schitt's Creek.
Sure.
Number 12, All American. Anyone watch All American?
No. I didn't get into that.
11, Avatar, The Last Airbender. Is that based on the movie Avatar? Is that
Is it an anime series?
Might be.
Yeah, because Avatar, the movie was great, but I haven't seen the sequel or even when it's going to be posted. It keeps getting pushed back like years and years and years.
Number 10. We're in the top 10 now. Okay. Love is Blind. Anyone watch Love is Blind?
No.
I think I
have. This is such conjuring, Mike. You're dead on this. You're dead on. 100%.
Number 9 is Cobra Kai.
I watched that.
What do you think of Cobra Kai?
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. But it was also really sort of laser focused on my age group because it's the people from The Karate Kid grown up.
All right. Unsolved Mysteries number 8. We watched one or two of those. Umbrella Academy. Has anybody watched The Umbrella?
I watched every episode.
Is it good?
Yeah, I loved it.
All right. What's it about? Is it like a spy thriller or something?
Yeah,
like
you
that?
Won't like it. It's fantasy.
Oh,
it's time
superhero.
Travel. Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Sorry, I said the bad word.
That's all right.
Number 6, Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah. Some dreamboats on that. Shannon watches it all the time. I know she wants to leave me for one of them.
Is that a reality show?
No, it's like Dawson's Creek on the Outer Banks.
Number 5, Ozark. Ozark's one of the most popular
shows.
Number 4, Tiger King. Yes, super popular. Number 3, Queen's Gambit. Everybody's been watching that one. Number 2, The Office. What, with the old episodes of The Office?
Yeah, and I agree with that because, you know, for my kids, that's like when I was a kid and I used to put on the radio to have in the background. They'll just put on The Office and keep it on in the background. They love it.
And I will give a timpani for this because it totally blew me away and I was very surprised by it. The number 1 popular show on Netflix, the preschool nursery rhyme franchise, Co-Chameleon.
What?
572 points. It has spent 104 days in the top 10, more than any other program except The Office. So,
what's Co-Chameleon?
It's going to be.
I don't know. I don't have a preschooler anymore.
What's going to happen now? Everyone's going to watch it just to check it out because Netflix has now conjured us. Mm. We have been conjured. You know, they are sorcerers. Sorcerers.
They're temptress. Peter Billingsley. That name sound familiar?
Yeah.
Anybody know Peter Billingsley?
He's Ralphie.
Why do we know him?
Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
This is just great for people that are fans of that movie. This time of year, it's perfect. He said that he threw up and had to go lay down for 40 minutes, and he blames it on the prop master. Now, you remember in A Christmas Story, the scene where Ralphie imagines he's a cowboy protecting his family from Black Bart with the Red Ryder BB gun? Well, like any good cowboy, Ralphie is chewing tobacco in the scene. You see him spit. He does that. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you? Well, instead of faking it, the prop guy gave Peter actual Red Man chewing tobacco.
Oh, my God. He was like 10.
He said, quote, "I don't know the difference." He said, what do I do with this? He says, "Here, jam it down here. Don't swallow. Just spit." He was 12 at the time.
Oh, my God.
So you can guess how that turned out. He said, quote, "About 15 minutes in, the world starts tilting. I start sweating. My stomach starts hurting. And I start throwing up. So we shut down. I go and lay on the couch in the living room of the set for about 40 minutes until I can get the stuff out of my system." Ugh. When the shooting resumed, they squished together a bunch of raisins and stuck them in his mouth instead. I love that little... I'll never watch that movie the same. I'll always, "Hey, Ralphie got sick."
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Nasty. Nasty.
Very weird. Remember when Dave Chappelle asked everyone to boycott Chappelle's show because of Viacom and they didn't pay him enough money? Well, Netflix immediately granted his request. HBO Max just followed suit. They're taking down at the end of the year, December 31st. One of the HBO bosses said, quote, "We had a conversation with Dave. I won't get into it, but it's very clear that it is a very unique and specific and emotional issue he's got." I don't care.
Yeah.
Enough.
Talent.
Okay. Yeah, it's really a little too late to look, but you know what? It's a little too late to look good, HBO. You should have done it for sooner when the other guys did it.
Yeah, I know. I worry about Chappelle.
I do too.
I worry about Chappelle and just the whole way I've seen him recently. I hope he's doing all right. If you're sick of looking out your own window in lockdown, there is a website called windowswap.com that lets you look out other people's windows all over the world. These are websites that help you get through the Rona.
Okay.
Here's another one. My Fridge Food lets you enter a bunch of random ingredients that you have on hand, like in your refrigerator, and suggest recipes.
That's smart.
I've done Windows Swap.
It'd be fun instead of doing... Yeah. How often can you do like news sites and Facebook? It gets boring after a while.
I've done Windows Swap. I've done it.
Have you really? Is it fun?
I discovered it, I was like a year ago, where the three cameras they had up at the time was one at the beach, somebody at the red light in the red light district in Amsterdam, like literally looking over the canal into some sex shop.
I set up one where it's a variant where they look in my window.
Rob's making his tater tot casserole tonight. Let's see that.
Oh,
Oscar, you log a lot of time.
I'm sure I saw this on like how to get over COVID and like window swap, and then I went on to it. It
was tonight on Spiewak Swap. I'm wearing a robe.
Just a robe, open.
It could be. Tune in and find out.
FutureMe.org. Write these down, folks. I think these are worthwhile. It lets you send yourself an email 1 year in the future or even farther out if you want. Some people use it to help themselves stick to long-term goals. RunPee. This one's an app that lets you search different movies and tells you the best time to take a bathroom break so you don't miss anything. Oh, that. Okay. Tear that up. Thank you. I don't care about that.
Carson Palmer's, remember the quarterback Carson Palmer, USC fame? His brother is one of the founders of RunPee. Don't ask me
really?
How I know that.
Yeah. Does he not know about a button called pause?
Yeah. How about pause?
Idiot.
GetHuman.com, you type in the name of a company, and it gives you a customer service number that gets an actual human on the phone. That's great.
Smart.
GetHuman.com. JustWatch.com, you enter a movie or show, it tells you the streaming platforms that are currently playing.
Smart.
I'm literally putting this off to the side because some of these are that valuable. WarnOnTV.net. Listen to this, Rob. Might dig this. If someone in a show is wearing an outfit you like, you can search it and find out where it's sold.
Oh,
that's cool.
After every episode of This Is Us.
Yes. Toby. Toby. And now a little something something. According to a resurfaced study from 2018 by researchers at Canisius College in Buffalo, New York.
They turned me down.
Letting your dog sleep in your bed with you is actually a good thing and can help you get a better night's sleep. The researchers explained, compared with human bed partners, dogs who slept in the owner's bed were perceived to disturb sleep less and were associated with stronger feelings of comfort and security.
Huh.
Great news for dog owners, but not those with cats. The findings showed that cats are just as disruptive in bed as human partners. Mm. The feline friends were also found to be associated with weaker feelings of comfort and security than both humans and dog bed partners.
Ah, Mads?
Yep. Cats also can just remember, you know my feelings about cats. Cats can also steal your breath. Summon evil spirits, and they secretly want to kill every human in your house. And they just don't care.
Mike, they steal your breath. By the way, like from 1850.
You want a one-way ticket to Block Island? If the first person that goes, Mike, why so rough about cat? If you do that, I say, you're gone. You're gone.
That's right.
Non-negotiable.
You had one, right?
Tom Cruise.
You had a cat.
I had two cats. They urinated liberally in my house, and they pooped under the stairs.
And stole your
breath. In the basement where we couldn't see it. Because we kept a real tidy house in those days. We'll take a break.
Wasn't it behind the mattress in the crawl space?
The audio vault right here. On the Mike O'Mara show. You remember, it was my second marriage, based on the movie Room. We'll be right back, everybody.
God. This year, spend the holidays with America's favorite family. It's a Cerrito family Christmas. Featuring the whole Cerrito family. Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Who wants Christmas cookies?
Jimmy reciting a holiday classic.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the buffalo wing.
A visit from cousin Polly Cerrito.
Forget about it.
The adorable Cindy Lou Cerrito.
Santa Claus, is that you?
And who could forget the tiniest Cerrito? Pony Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
And a special musical appearance by Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm the Prince of Darkness.
A Cerrito Family Christmas is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Everything you need to deck the halls, trim the tree, and gifts for the whole family. Shop Target and Walmart by clicking the Holiday Shopping Center banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. And from our family to yours, we wish you
Happy Holidays!
A Merry Christmas, everyone!
I'm gonna stoke a bar here.
Hey, merry gentlemen.
We'll go back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am really sorry that I'm eating during the show. It's not professional.
Who are you, Alex Jones?
We all have to once in a while.
I think I'm going
to
have a stoker.
Stoker.
This is brought to you by our bonus packages. As regular as clockwork every December, the year comes to an end and Christmas draws near, and the traditions never perish. Each year, you can bet that wrapping paper will yield paper cuts and blood-smudged fingerprints on your festive gifts. You know, the toddlers that eat red, festive, delicious-looking holly berries are going to throw up. And that's the best-case scenario.
That's true.
Reindeer are in increasingly weak, failing health thanks to years of overbreeding in small herds. If a senior citizen is confused and eats the mistletoe, call a doctor or a coroner. And someone you know will shock themselves while hanging Christmas lights, fall from their extension ladder, and break a bone.
Sad.
Luckily, you can also always depend on a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. It's a gift that's perfect for everyone on your list. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com, and you get every bonus show ever right at your fingertips. Now and forever, your Christmas passport to the Yuletide Asport. MikeOmaraShow.com. Remember, Jesus would like a birthday gift and a Christmas gift. And don't combine them, please.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
It's and not now, fair being born on Christmas.
Let's open the audio vault with Rob Spiewak, and I'll try this Stoka bar.
Mike, Alaska Airlines wants people to fly again because it's their business.
I've been on Alaska Airlines before.
So they've done a song to inspire you to fly.
We can fly where you want to. We can leave your house behind. But if your friends don't mask, and why don't they mask? Well, they won't fly this airline.
You can fly if you want to, because we do
it's
safety
an ad,
runs.
Right?
It is an ad, yes.
We have air that's clean and disinfectant, machines zapping germs like an arcade space fight. And we dance to the dance.
All right.
You let it go longer than I thought you
would.
Could
have been worse.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. But you know what? Don't fly. You want to fly? Don't fly. That's
fly, unless you have to fly.
Well, you could drive. Well, yeah, or a shield. A shield is good. Yeah.
Or a mask and a shield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the dating site called Hinge?
Oh, I know Hinge.
What can you tell me about Hinge?
Hinge was the third sister to Tinder and Match.com. But Hinge is, and Bumblebee, and then Hinge came, if I'm not mistaken.
Is Hinge a little more saucy?
I think Hinge has a parameter where It's so for Bumblebee, the girl has to initiate the and then for Tinder, anybody can swipe.
Isn't Hinge more flexible?
I thought it was for swingers. But anyway, Hinge, a girl was very dissatisfied with the match she came up with. And I'll let you
pick my most compatible on Hinge was updated. Here he is. Super cute, if you ask me. Brooke and Noah, we think you two should meet. And we agreed. And we're already spending Thanksgiving together, and it's going well. The fact of the matter is, this is my brother. And it's for that reason that we will be suing Hinge.
So the dating app matched her with her brother.
Well, they sued Hinge?
No, they're not going to sue. They're just being goofy.
That's pretty weird. I bet that's happened before. I bet that's happened before.
The secret is to realize it before it's too late.
Yep.
Yep. How's it going, Mike?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I've been a little distracted.
It's okay.
Hey, you know who's a dick? Kirk Cameron. I hate
I've turned on Kirk Cameron. Mike Seaver?
Yeah, did you used to like him? You don't anymore?
I used to like him. I used to be Kirk Cameron apologist because I had so many fond feelings for his Michael Seaver character.
Well, Mike, I would think that if he was still with us, Alan Thicke would ground him.
Hey, you're grounded. Hey, you're grounded, Mike.
Because he's living in Thousand Oaks and ignoring the restrictions placed in place by the state of California and having massive Christmas caroling events.
We had the most amazing time on this last Sunday. It was a Christmas caroling peaceful protest. Have you ever sung Christmas carols by candlelight at a time where your state governor has prohibited you from doing that? In America. Well, this is actually happening. You can't make this up. People had such a great time. It lifted our spirits. Over 500 people gathered in our local community for this peaceful protest as part of the Sing It Louder USA gatherings.
Are they wearing masks at least?
Doesn't matter. Mm. There's some were masked, some were not. But still, 500 people together. Come on, Mike Seaver.
Come on.
Don't be a nad.
He is
Come on, man.
Mental Floss has dominated and determined the most annoying Christmas song. Christmas Shoes is not number one. Came in at number two. Number one, Mike, is, of course, the great Lou Monty's Dominic the Donkey.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey. You never see him kick.
But the reason I bring it up is because you know it sounds just like a song that Lou Monty did that you will recognize from The Godfather. It sounds like Luna Mezzomare.
Cena Luna Mezzomare, mamma mia, mamma di dare.
See, he should stick to this.
Polly Christine.
Mamma mia,
vanzaccia. This is better.
Yes, it is better.
It's a tarantella.
Yep, and it's the old man sings it at the wedding in The Godfather. I mean, you gotta love, The Godfather is one of the greatest movies ever made, but of that movie, that first 25 minutes, that wedding scene is so
at Lake Tahoe.
Amazing. No, in the backyard. The Corleone wedding in the backyard.
It's at Lake Tahoe.
It was in Lake Tahoe.
No, it's in their house in New York.
Oh, and right, are we talking? That's two. That's two.
You're thinking of two.
Godfather two.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have another wedding there?
I believe so.
Lake Tahoe. Yeah.
Tahoe.
This is a good snack.
He's banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. All right. Let's close with this. I applaud the
Mike.
Teachers.
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry. All right. I'm Mo Green. Okay. Hey, how are you?
Do you know who I am? Who? I'm Mo Green.
Mo Green.
We close. I love teachers that keep it interesting because it's hard to keep youngsters interested in an age of virtual learning. And what better way to do it than to pretend to fart?
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
What was that?
What was that?
I've been kids. Too far.
I love kids. I love kids.
Buddy.
Oh, I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
Huge.
The thing that's so great about it is when you watch
isn't that gorgeous?
This is enough.
When you watch the Zoom video, the kids are unmuting themselves to ask who farted.
Can you play it again?
Absolutely.
Can you play it again?
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book.
What was that? What was that?
I think she farted.
That's
I don't know who that was.
It was huge.
What was that?
So here's to the teachers. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, everybody ought to get one. Oh, my God. Kids are the best thing in the whole wide world. Anyway, that's it. I apologize for my lack of professionalism. I have not received a box of snacks in a long time that were within my restrictions. But the calories that I have ingested in the last 15 minutes have blown me out of the water today. So,
Back to fasting.
I'm kind of screwed.
A very energetic first 20 minutes of the bonus show.
Oh, we're taping it today. That's yes. Right. Should be for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying, join us next time.
So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
It's Dungeon. They fetch your things. They're loading your car.
Pandemic. 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 Pandemic.